Doris. Hello?
Hello?
Martha.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Is that someone other than Malka? I don't recognize the voice. No, my name is Dvorah.
Oh, hi, Dvorah.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Kodishto, Shavuato.
Shavuato.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedula Chimika. Pati. Serura. Alafetimo Yutak Sadi. Kabelinas. Amcha Sagbenu. Aharenu, Nora, Ufreshayans, and Petnun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Evava, Shamplem, Nungimodalit, Yutkashin, Barhem Taharim, Rakame Sukatha Ami Gamble Betedresh Sadita Pimo Hasin Kadosh Randa Nadata Petkufet Petdelayan Yahid Gea Ramcha Sadeh Zopre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Amid Hei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodeya Salubo Shin Kufal Sadi Yuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech. Apaim v'rav chesed v'emet Notze chesed l'alafim Notze awon wafesha V'chata'a v'nake We will now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing the tool of a verse from Parashat Yitro of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It is Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha B'richu Ishkinte B'chilu Erchimu B'chilu B'chilu Erchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud Hei B'vav Hei Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Koneinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Koneinu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandeku Cha Perichu Koma Diaved Leila Utata Kolaihu Kishok Biovada Bikshok Leila Mila Bialma Ivae Barnash Lidach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Teya Kalana Tehakulu Ovada Big Shot Inun Wikola Itzberich Bi Alma. The energy of the year 5779, our current year, is to become more wise. There are no verses that connect to that energy directly from its gematria. There are three verses that connect to the energy because the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, is concealed within the verse. The separation between each letter of the name of the year is two letters. This is true in all three verses. The first verse we will study is Leviticus 26, chapter 26, verse 18. Re'imadele lo tishbe'uli We asafti l'sayasrayetem sheva al hatotetem. The second verse that we study is from Isaiah. It's chapter 36, verse 6. This verse, the letters of the name are in the reverse order. They start with the tet and move to the top. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzutz hazeh al mitraim asher yisamech ish alav uva bekapo Unkava ken paro melech mitraim lekol habohim alav. And the third verse comes from the prophet Micah. It is chapter 6, verse 13. Wegam ani hecheleti hakotecha hashmem al hatotecha. There are two additional verses that connect to the energy of becoming wise. This is because they start with a letter He and end with a letter Tet for many of the verses, 13 of the verses. We are presently studying the third verse because we are studying one verse for each month. And that verse is from Isaiah. It's chapter 40, verse 20. Hamasa, HaMishkan Taruma Etzlo Yirakev Yivachar Harish Acham Yivakesh Lo Lehakim Peselo Yemot. And there is also a verse that starts with the letter Taf and ends with the letter Tet. That verse comes from Job chapter 41, verse 22. Tachitev ha-Davidai Haresh yarpad Tarutz alai tzit. All five of the verses that we have studied connect to the energy of becoming wise and the year 5779, our current year. We will now connect to the year 5778 and its energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. This is a tool to lower our egos, diminish our egos, because our ego is what separates us from Hashem. The first of these two verses is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon Vayitchal Vayavo HaMelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Na Tamar Achoti Utlavev Te'ene Shete Ledivot Ye'evre Mi'ada. The second verse is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. This verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters are separated by three letters each. Katati Odiaha Wawoni Lokisiti Amarti Odeale Peshai Ladonai Yohe Wahe Weatana Sata Awon Khatati Sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the wake-up call as well as the energy of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this year as well. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Dod saduni katsipor oyevai hinam. If we take the first letters of these words, we get satskia, which translates as appear like brothers. We take the final letters of these words, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. These letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem tadivaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rakat kohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshi et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelod hamlacha v'yad yitkachu ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are the names. Adonai Yohe Wahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola yo alame hey ah 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 pray kaha. The second verse that we study is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu va donai yo he wahe ade ad. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we'll study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya, asher yidchabe sham ushavtem. Eilayel naho, v'halakti item, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'hipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job, it's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzah, yoved ro'av, yomru ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Vene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we will do this by saying each letter of each name in sequence with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he hea yozala me behe. He reyo he kome, la awa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo ta hey hey ah yo re ta shi ah hey re yo yo ah wa me la ka be wa shi re yo ke wa la he he ka wa to me nu da anu yo he a me re he ah yo yo za hey 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 me yo fa wa wa la yo la he. Ala areo ashila meo he wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me nunu wa nu yo ta me de he te wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Sa me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ha me. Me be shi la yo hey anu a kameta hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me a yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo ke yo me nu hey 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 wa nu hey yo. Nu yo hey hey shi ah yo re ta shi ah hey re la yo ah wa me la yo de wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka ako me nu da anu yo hey wa me re hey ah yo ke za hey shi ah hey me ka ka wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa ala re yo wa ala me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me nu he a nu wa ta me la he te a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he ala wa me za yo sa he be me ta ko ala a he he wa. Hey la hey yo yo me hey la yo hey hey me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the third day of Kislev, Rabbi Meir Kohakolin Katz, Rabbi Meshulam Yisachar Ashkenazi, Rabbi Shiloh Raphael, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky. And a woman who is not yet recognized as a tzedakah is Emma Lazarus. She's an American poet. In the eighth verse of the Anbat Koach, we say in a whisper. We will now say the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael, in case any of us have not yet said the Shema this evening. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, and we will say the abridged Kaddish, to pray for the dead who have passed during the fires in California, during the incident in Pittsburgh, in the incidents in the schools, in the incidents throughout the world that violence has been perpetrated and people have died.
Where is it?
The Bridge Kaddish is on the unique astrological times link, about a half inch down from the top. While I'm waiting for mine to open up, I will mention to you again that there is no discussion of death in the Kaddish, even though we say it so frequently, dealing with death. But the Kaddish is actually an elevator. The words of the Kaddish only praise God. The elevator goes up and it goes down. As we prepare to pray, it takes us up through the worlds, from the level of Malchut, through Yetzirah, through Bria, and up to Atzilut, where we say the Amidah, where we are standing in front of God. And then it proceeds to bring us down in a soft landing back to Malchut from that highly elevated state. Vid kadal vid kadash
vid kadash me rabba te allah
Vita dar vita levita lausha made a kucha. De la min kalmata. Da amiran di alma.
Amen.
Israel, the Imru. Amen. Ose shalom,
Amen.
Our class tonight can be found on the Revealed Wisdom matrix. In the first row in the right-hand column, it will open up to a landing page of all of the parashas. Please scroll down to the parasha of Vayetze. And when that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 7, where we will start with Pasuk 40. And we will start by saying L'shem Yehud again, because our Baruch Shems have grounded the energy of our first L'shem Yehud. Does anyone have any questions before we begin? Amar David Biavur David Avdecha Al Tashepnei Meshichecha Sudura Dekasa Darna Layetuv La'achora Amar Lo Kudsha Barichu David Chayecha Afilu Bemanin Dili Laishtamesh Ela Bemanin Deilach Delazaz Kudsha Barichu Mitaman Ad Yachev Leya Nevaz Befezan Umatnan diktiv nishba Hashem ledavid emet Lo yashuv mimena Mi pri bitnecha Ashita l'kisela Ata rabbi Yitzhak unshakeya Amarila Atena lechai archa, ela lemishma dat Hashem. The translation. David said, "For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. The way I ordered things may not be changed back. That is repealed." The Holy One, blessed be He, responded, "David, upon your life, I shall not even use my own vessels. I shall use yours." And the Holy One, blessed be He, was not gone before He lavished gifts and presents on him. As it is written, Hashem has sworn in truth to David. He will not turn from it. One of the sons of your body will I set upon your throne. Rabbi Yitzhak kissed him and said, "Had I come this all the way only to learn this, it is enough." My commentary. When in the land of others, one must follow the ways of those others. This is the message of this pasuk. Pasuk 41. Patachad Bareya We Amar Vietse Yaakov Mibir Sheva Vayelecharana Kainu Diktiv Al Ken Yazav Ish Et Aviv Ve'et Imo V'Davach Ve'Ishto Devar acher vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shabra Vayelech harana Ramaz kad nafaku Yisrael mi be'er Maktisha v'itgalu b'nei Amaya k'da'a Vayetze min bat Tzion kol hadara Uktiv galta Yehuda me'oni wigomer. The translation. One son of this man opened the discussion with the verse, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. This resembles the verse, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife." For Jacob went out from Beersheba, leaving his father and mother behind, to go to Haran and take a wife. Another explanation of "and Jacob went" is that it alludes to the children of Israel who left the temple and were exiled among the nations, as it is written, "And from the daughter of Zion all her splendor is departed." And Judah is gone into exile because of affliction. My commentary. We learn from this pasuk that when the Tanakh says Jacob, it may refer to the children of Israel. As you read various verses in the Tanakh, see where this might apply. Remember, each verse, each word, each letter has 70 explanations. Pasuk 42. Patach lachara zera ve'amar v'yivka v'makom v'yayelin sham kiva ha'shemesh v'gomer ma'yivka v'makom l'malka Deazeli be me matronita. Fae le mifka la uvasma. La be milin. Begindila tishtaka ka bea. Behef kera. Wila odela da afilu. It leya arsa de dahara uksutute merahman de afladjayo the mevataho gehi mitatna arsaya beavin beara ukistera. Yotiv na yishpok bideya, Yivet beho, Yomei havla necha, Ugin dihe, Riuta dilchon kechada, Bidla anisukima, Yolif na haka, Deke one de azal, the gaba ma kitu, waikach me avne, amakom de asem, me rashotav, vaishka mak ba makom, ahu begin le me heav, la baicha le afilu. Avne beta, Rechimin kameya lemei bat peho. The translation. The other younger son began with the verse, and he lighted upon the place and tarried there. He asked, "What is the meaning of the phrase?" And he lighted upon the place. It is similar to the king who goes to the house of the consort. He needs to gain her favor and please her with substantial things so as to treat her with respect. Even if the king has his own gold bed with artistically embroidered covers and bedding, if she prepares him a bed of rocks on the ground in a room of fodder, he will neglect his own place and sleep in hers. To please her, to harmonize their desires without coercion. As we have learned, as soon as Jacob went to her, it is written, and he took of the stones of that place and put them under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. The secret of the nukvah, to give her pleasure, so that even building stones were pleasant to tarry on. My commentary. When one is connected to Chesed, one will do for the other people in their life whatever that person requires of them, including going outside of their comfort zone. Pasuk 43. Saka Rabbi Yitzhak, Tehade Amar Margalan, Elaine Tehot, Yedai Kuvilazel, Batrahu Amaru Leia, Atsezel, Leor Hach. Ve'ananeo limata lehilula, kehaiberi amare biyitak, hashtait li lemeha, le'arhi azelea, v'sadar milin tamea deri bishimon, amara bishimon. Vadai Shapir Ka Amaru Wakola Bakud Shabarihu Itmar Amar Milin Ilain Mibene Beno Deribi Sadok Palashanin Hu Maitama Igre Halasha begin the arbaim, shenini tane al Yerushalem, delaicha rav, v'yomo lahawa, paresh al komila, umila dioraita, razi ilaim, vihe behoacha, Leave Alma, the Eat Nahaga, the whole. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak wept and rejoiced. He said, "These pearls are in your hands. How can I not follow you?" They replied, "You shall go your own way, and we shall enter the city to attend the marriage feast of my son." Rabbi Yitzhak said, "Now I must go my way," for he saw that they did not want him to walk further with them. He set their words before Rabbi Shimon, who said, "Assuredly they have spoken well, and everything that was said of Jacob was spoken of the Holy One, blessed be he." Rabbi Shimon said, "These words are from the descendants of Rabbi Tzedok, the invalid. Why was he called an invalid? Because he fasted for 40 years for Jerusalem, so that it would not be destroyed during his life. He used to find supernal secrets in every word of the Torah, and he paved in them a path on which the children of the world may live according to his teachings." My commentary. As always, the names are hints to important aspects that help us to understand the pasuk. The name Tzedok comes from the root that is tzedek, justice and righteousness. Representing the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. Pasuk 44. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Lahawo Yomin Zeirin, Adiarana Beharu Barnash, Uvreya, Zeira Imeya Amina Leya. Anhu berach achara, amar lo avida le'achilula, v'ishta arbid v'itchu, kewan v'ishta moda, vi. Amar lo chayecha, v'lazmina, lach lehilula, divri begin tilat milin hadila yadana Kamodana Lahtaha Kemizamin Leya Levarna Shifum Yakareya The Deal Ho Deal Mont Gavra Rabavia Game Yakara Teha Deal Kam Deal Mont Azil The Arha Bibo Tilu Willatrach Allah the Hadila Hapsit Kameyena Shade Hadura The Orha Dilan the Koinun the Afle Liftora The Hanakman Kalahu Yahade Nivaz Bezan Umatnan Lonamina Leyaku Chabrihu Yadin Lach Lotav Amina Leya Vashema Amar Lotzato Zuta behahu shata olifna Mineya tale sar Razin nilain fioraita Umin bereya tilat had jayan dua Dehad behelma The translation, Rabbi Yitzhak said, not many days passed before I met that man and his younger son. I asked, where is your other son? He replied, I wed him, and now he stays with his wife. He recognized me and therefore said, truly I did not invite you to the marriage celebration of my son for three reasons. One is that I neither knew nor recognized you, and a man is invited according to his honor. I thought that perhaps you were a dignified man, and I might slight your honor. Another is that you may have been hurrying on your way, and I did not wish to inconvenience you. And the last was so that you would not be put to shame by the members of the party. For it is our custom that all who eat at the table of a bride and groom lavish gifts and presents on them. I responded, may the Holy One bless thee, he judge you kindly. I asked, what is your name? He said, Sadok, the little. At that time I learned 13 supernal secrets of the Torah from him. And from his son I learned 3 secrets. One pertaining to prophecy, and one to dreams, which means he learned from him 3 secrets about the difference between prophecy and dreams. My commentary. This is a lead-in pasuk to the next section dealing with prophecy and dreams and their differences. This is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? We have 2 classes tomorrow. The first one is at 10:30. All times I'm mentioning are West Coast times. The first class at 10:30 will continue our study of the Mashiach. And our 3 o'clock class will continue our study of the advanced reincarnation. If there are no questions, then I wish you all a Shavuot Tov, a good week filled with peace, prosperity, joy, and happiness, and all of the miracles that this month promises for you during this year. Shalom gadol to all. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom gadol. Thank you. Shalom gadol.